Well, now you're in the area of Providence. See, that's where you, a lot of you brethren are making your mistake. Now, in Providence, God never did anything that would contradict His word. Providence, prayer too, is for the benefit of God's children, to help them better do His will. And I think if you'll get your thinking straight on prayer and providence, you'll be all straight on the Holy Spirit. I don't have that statement, no. But prayer, but well, you see, we're getting in a whole new realm, but just let me explain for the benefit of the younger people in this audience. When you talk about prayer and providence and what God or Spirit or Christ does in those realms, whatever God ever did, it was for in some way to help the people better honor the will. It had nothing, it didn't do anything to distract from this will, you see. It, maybe people, the nation sinned and He punished them with the Babylonian Empire. But that in some way was to help them better honor the will. Now, prayer is a different subject altogether. But in providence, you see, providence allowed the eunuch and the Philip to get together. But that in no way affected the honoring of the will but the person, you see. And we wouldn't even have known that it was providence. The providence, if the Bible hadn't told us. So this is the reason, brethren, we've got to get this straight. In both conversion and sanctification, you cannot believe the Spirit operates independent of the Word. You see, some of our brethren are teaching that the Holy Spirit operates distinct from the Word. I never teach that.
I didn't bring much of both with me.
Yeah.
But I think when you leave the impression that Alexander Campbell,
they didn't believe, excuse me, if you'll notice this comment, here's what Campbell said: while you and many others seem to me to contend that the Holy Spirit personally descends from heaven, enters the human heart, and without His work miraculously creates a man anew, he didn't believe that, you see. He didn't believe that. He didn't believe the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't believe it personally leaves heaven.
We're outside, Billy. Allison, is your question just really burning?
I feel like it is.
Jerry, I did want to comment one thing. I do feel that sometimes those who do believe in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit are totally misrepresented in what they believe. They somewhere form a wrong opinion about what they believe. And therefore, it's preached in such a manner, and therefore, because they differ with some concepts from the past, they are false adherents, in which I personally resent that kind of approach because I don't think.
Amen. Well, let me ask you a question. Did I misrepresent Wayne?
I'm leaving that with you and Wayne.
Well, no, you brought up misrepresentation, and I disagree with Wayne, so I asked.
I was talking about some statements that was made in other places. I have a question.
Okay.
Does God, or Christ, or the Holy Spirit work in any way separate apart from the Word of God for us? In other words, here, what I'm saying, if you say they don't, then why don't we pray for God to lead, guide, and direct us to the most sovereign of us? What we pray for God to do is to turn to the new house. We use those terms in the new house.
Then
why pray? And this is not the word.
No. Distinction of written word is conversion and sanctification.
So, Jerry, that's not the question. Does God, Christ, or the Spirit see anything today set apart from the word?
We believe in prayer. We believe in providence. That is not my subject tonight.
I know that.
We're talking about the word in conversion and sanctification. Now then, God doesn't do anything that will violate His will in answering prayer.
No, sir.
prayer.
He will help us be in a position to better serve. I believe that.
Can we truly say, though, he answers our prayer, and that's something outside the word, just for a small certificate?
What you're doing is you're not facing this question. You're in
some
ways
asking the question, though.
I know you're asking the question. But you're doing just like Wayne. Now, you're going to have to answer this question. You answer the question.
Well, Jerry, I understood that you made a statement and asked you a question.
You do, contingent on what I spoke. And if you're not willing to do that. Now, I want to read something in John 14. You know, young people and old people in this audience, you know, Jesus said, believest that I am in the Father? You're talking about indwelling. See, that's where all this thing is. Now, this is John 14 and 10. Jesus said, believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me. And then he said, the Father dwelleth in me. Now, you see, you got all this indwelling business going on. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, Jesus repeats. He said, he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. Then he said, I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. When you get in this indwelling business, it will go anywhere you want it to go. He's talking about a relationship, my friends. Now, people want to take it literal. God literal. Well, Jesus literally is in the Father. The Father's literally in Jesus. And then they're all literally in us, and we're literally in them. That's what you get when you get in this. Just go home and start reading John the 14th chapter, 15th chapter, 16th chapter. And every time you read about getting in someone, see what you got when you make it literal.
Let's let it go to a stop.
If they were sinners,
he said, why? That's simple. If a rabbit is born in a potato patch, does that make him a potato? We've had a lively discussion tonight, a very interesting lesson. There's been a lot of discussion tonight, and I don't want you to lose the sight of original sin and the intent of this lesson, because it's one of the more important ones, and in the next few years, with a resurgent among the denominational churches and their interest in this, you're going to see that we're going to have to deal with this more and more, and it's the mother of nearly every false doctrine that there is. So we want to really pay attention to that.